The name of my presentation is Arsenic Contamination in Drinking Water, Perception and Practices of a Rural Community of Bangladesh. Here's a disclosure that I have no relation with any financial things. The background, inorganic arsenic is highly toxic, and high arsenic concentration in drinking water is a threat to public health, and health effects are collectively referred as arsenicosis, and chronic exposure causes internal cancers, cardiovascular diseases, hypertension, and diabetes. And in this slide, you can see the global situation and the regional distribution of arsenic concentration in drinking water. And now I'd like to share some of the things of magnitude of the problem in Bangladesh. In Bangladesh, arsenic in drinking water was first detected in 1993. And according to WHO, the maximum permissible limit is 10 microgram per liter. And for Bangladesh, it is 50 microgram per liter. And here you can see there is a large amount of tubules which exceeds the more than the maximum permissible limit of arsenic concentration of drinking water. Before 1940s, people of Bangladesh used surface water from river, ponds, and canals. Those were microbiologically contaminated, and that leads to outbreak of cholera epidemic in the country. And the water tapped in the aquifer was recommended safer for drinking because it's free from bacterial contamination. It's accessible, easily accessible, and affordable throughout the year. And now I'd like to share some of the things about arsenic in Bangladesh. You know, Matlab, I like to share about the Matlab. This is the field research site of ICDDRB. ICDDRB is a research organization based on, it really works with waterborne diseases, especially with diarrhea. And we have a health and demographic surveillance system in Matlab. Arsenic study began in 2001 in Matlab, and the program aimed at measuring arsenic in tubal, that is screening the tubals and treat arsenicosis patients. And there is another NGO, BRAC, they were initiated some intervention programs to raise awareness to the community for safe drinking water. And this is the study site. You can see here the Bangladesh, and the study site is here. And there is some of the information about the total number of tubules and functioning number of tubules, and total exposed number of families, that is 26,000. And more than that. Now, we can all see that there is more studies based on this arsenic problem where clinical and biomedical, but this study where ethnographic, that is we have used the qualitative study, which more focused the community perceptions and practices. So we focused on perceptions of community members towards the arsenic contamination in drinking water, to understand their knowledge on health consequences for arsenic contamination, and to know their attitudes towards the alternative safe sources of drinking water. The study was qualitative in nature. We collect data from June to January 2004, and it was done in a rural village of Matlab, and respondents were selective purposively according to the anthropological method of sampling. Our respondents were from two groups, that is user and non-user. User groups are those who use safe sources for collecting drinking water, that are green tubal, three pitcher filter, and alkaline filter. And non-user were those who continued drinking water from contaminated tubules. And here you can see some of the, this is a green mark tubal that is free from arsenic, and this is a device called, this is called three pitcher filter. So these are the safe, some of the safe alternative sources I just want to introduce with you. And the socioeconomic status of the study groups among user and non-user groups, here you can see it. The tools we have used for data collection is purely qualitative, that is in-depth interview, focus group discussion, key informant interviews, and we have also did some participatory practice, that is wealth ranking, to understand the socioeconomic status of the community. Social map was done to identify the locations of the arsenic contaminated tubal and the safe, that is green marked tubals. And matrix ranking was done to understand the preferences for sources of drinking water. And this is the sampling scheme for our study. We complete total 20 in-depth interviews, 8 focus group, 7 key informant interviews. And now the findings. These are the perceptions of the community members from user and non-user group. Most of the community members ever heard the term arsenic when the field worker went to their houses and colored their tubules red or green. That is, you have safe tubule that is red, that is green marked, and the contaminated tubules were marked green. So that is the first time they ever heard the term arsenic. And arsenic is a disease which stays in the red marked tubule. That is another common answer. And very interestingly, we have one respondent who says there is a problem in the underground water. It comes through the tubule and causes many diseases. And you can see there in non-user group, they don't have any idea about these things. These are some of the voices of our respondents. One female says, I don't know what is arsenic. I was told not to drink water from red tubule because it causes disease. Another male respondent says arsenic stays in the underground water. There is a problem in the underground soil. Somehow it mixes with groundwater and it comes through the tubule. Doctors know it better than that. So you can understand the community responses towards this problem. Here is some of the disease, some of the disease burden. What are the symptoms or diseases caused by arsenic? When we ask our respondents, these are the common answers. There is black spots, blackening of skin, itching, hardening of palms and soles. And here also the user group were more knowledgeable than the non-user group. And these are some of the photographs of arsenic health effects in our community. And the voices of respondents regarding these signs and symptoms were, I have never seen any severely affected person in the community or neighboring villages. I have heard from peer group that it causes sores and wets. So it is a damage. And another person, she says, diseases are given by Allah, that is God. There is nothing to do with these arsenic or other causes. So here also you can measure that the problem, you know, their understandings about the problems and extent of health consequences. Now, what are the activities carried out so far? So tubules were marked red if it has high arsenic, examined for skin lesions and symptoms, other symptoms, advised to collect water from green tubule, not only green tubule. I should mention that they were told to collect drinking water from safe sources, whether it's green tubule or some other alternative sources. Awareness and motivation campaigns were done, and alternative options were introduced, and different options were distributed at a subsidized cost so that everyone can afford and use a safe source of drinking water. This slide shows the preference ranking for various sources, and these are the sources. And according to the quality of water, they have marked high in tubule water, and then you can see the river and pond water. The knowledge on safe sources. From user group, you can see that they have more knowledge on safe sources, that is green marked tubule, red tubule, alkaline filter, rainwater, and three-pitcher harvester. Problems in alternative sources. In the previous slides, we have shown that what are the alternative sources available in the community, but there are some problems also from collecting safe waters from these sources. Problems are from green tubule, where distance, owner dislike, create chaos, and overuse need repairing cost of those tubules, and it hampers social prestige and honor. If I don't have a green tubule, that is, I don't have any safe source, I have to go to my neighbor's home, and each and every day I have to go to that place. It's a loss of my social prestige and honor. So for this reason, we have found there is so many people, they don't want to go for safe sources and still continue drinking the red tubule water. And only one family was using the three-pitcher filter, and we have found problems. That is, it is hazardous to clean the three-pitcher filter, and it can break during washing. And alkaline filter is very costly. It's $10 for the poor and $45, because I have already mentioned that though it's given in subsidized cost, even though it's very costly for the poor community of Matlab. And now, in the conclusion, I'd like to say that suffering of arsenicosis is yet to be understood by the community. No urge has still been developed in the community for safe water. The community is partially aware, and everyone does not know about the arsenic options, about the alternative options of safe drinking water. And in recommendation, I like to say that studies for understanding socio-cultural context of the community are needed. More community and context-sensitive efforts needs to be taken for awareness raising. Large-scale initiative is yet to be taken to reach everyone to deliver information so that they can realize the issue. And need more propaganda to promote the alternative sources to provide safe drinking water. That's all from me. Thank you. Any questions?
How about a question up here?
Sorry, can you repeat it?
How often are the green and red sources monitored?
Actually, after 2 years, they have monitored the data, whether the green table are still working well. And it's found that every 6 months, the status could change. And more often, you know, we have found that green tubers are turned into red, that is contaminated or affected by arsenic.
Any other questions?
How does the free pitcher work? Is that just a filtration without
any Actually, in the there is three, you know, you see in the slide that there is three earthen pot, and there was charcoal and some other ingredients are there. And when you put water on the first pot, and there is a small, you know, hole under the earthen pot, and it filters that water. There is charcoal and some other sands and some other materials. I'm not very pretty clear about that. So this is it. The sampling. Okay, in anthropological study, what we did, we select our sample purposively. And as this is an ethnographic study, we have focused a community that is, you know, they have all the common socioeconomic status, they're sharing the same culture, and we just explore according to our study objective. It's not, you know, it's quite different from quantitative studies. We have decided that we want to talk about talk with them, those who use these alternative sources, who are using the green tubule and who are using the red tubule. So we select our respondent according to our purpose, because we want to know their knowledge, because we want to share what they're feeling. Anything else?
Any other questions? Okay. So we're going to move on to our last presenter.
Thank you.
Thank you.